to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Deacon Steve Greco. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Right. I'm so excited.
Yes.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit with Deacon Doug Johnson. He is my twin. We look so much alike. Deacon, welcome to the show, my brother.
Welcome. I'm so happy to be here, man. I'm excited.
I am so excited. Here we are in Easter season. And, you know, Easter is about rejoicing in the Lord.
Yes.
And when I'm around you, I just feel the Holy Spirit in such great power. And,
yes.
and for our listening audience, Deacon Doug and I have ministered together, and he's got an exciting ministry at Sower Los Angeles, where he heads this new ministry up.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that now?
Well, we've been doing prayer vigils and retreats and getting ready for the last 2 years, been building our ministry team. It'll be every Thursday at the Holy Name of Jesus. And we're really excited.
And when this is here, April 5th already happened. So they can come at any time at 7:30. And what's the address?
1955 West Jefferson, Los Angeles, California. We'll be starting at 7:30, going until the Holy Spirit says stop.
we're going and going. I know you have incredible speakers. And Deacon Doug and I have been doing ministry together now for a period of time. And you know, I just love being around you because I get so excited about the joy of the Lord and the love of Jesus. But tell us about your story. You're married?
I've been married for 30, this year it'll be 38 years.
Wonderful.
Married in 1980.
Oh, that's
right.
Awesome. Your wife's name is?
My wife's name is Sherry Brown Johnson.
And she is awesome because she is... You married her, so she has to be awesome, right?
She actually is a professional singer and songwriter in her own right.
She's been writing
music for before I met her, and with many well-known professional singers and songwriters throughout the industry, most notably Patrice Rushen, who's a well-known jazz musician.
Wow, awesome. And you have two children?
Yes, I have a daughter who is 33. I actually presided over her wedding. Very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then later on, I baptized her little five-year-old daughter.
Oh, awesome.
And so that was very exciting. One of the highlights of my diaconate ministry. And also, I have a 28-year-old son.
Oh, that's just great. And, now, tell us about where you grew up. And the gift. We're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit on the show, on Powered by the Spirit with Deacon Doug Johnson, who is actually does a number of different things. He coordinates, heads up the Sower LA, but he's also a deacon at the Holy Name of Jesus in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And tell us about your journey. Where'd you grow up?
Deacon Steve, I'll just tell you that if the fortune tellers of my childhood would see me now, they wouldn't even recognize me. They would never have predicted that I would be a deacon in the Roman Catholic Church of Los Angeles Diocese. I grew up in a fundamentalist, evangelical, African-American, mega Baptist church in San Francisco.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, you grew up in a Christian church, Christian environment, so praise the Lord for that. And what was your childhood like?
My father was a strong, powerful, domineering African-American man. My mom was a very gentle German and English woman. And my father defied the laws in the United States and married a white woman in 1946.
Wow.
Where it was the only place in the whole country where it was not illegal was Seattle, Washington. And when I tell the story to young people, I say that they actually went underground. They snuck up. And a friend of my father, who was a minister, performed the wedding ceremony, and they had to keep their marriage certificate, their marriage license, in their car and in their wallet for at least 15 years.
Incredible. Incredible. Right, right. So then you got, they moved to San Francisco after that.
Right. Well, they just went there. They lived in San Francisco. They
and
moved.
Just
they
went, there,
they
for
went
the
there for the wedding. They came back.
Okay.
And became active members of the Third Baptist Church in San Francisco. And we became active members in the Third Baptist Church.
So you grew up a Baptist.
Right.
And you were half, were you actively involved in the church at that time?
I was, actively searching for girls.
Exactly.
Actively
doing
searching for relationships. Absolutely. But if you want to know my story, let me just tell you this. When I was 5 years old, when I was 5 or 6 years old, getting ready for to start school, I believe in the Charismatic Renew. I am an active, also a member of the Charismatic Ministry, SCRC. And the reason why I believe so much in the miracle working power of God in my life is because if you ever ask if God is still in the miracle working business, if anybody's ever searching for a miracle, I always tell them, just look at Deacon Doug. Just look at me. Because when I was, like I said, 5 years old, I was playing in my bedroom and all of a sudden I started to go into these mysterious convulsions. And the convulsions turned into, I just passed out in my bedroom. And I passed out so extremely that they rushed me to the hospital. I ended up in a coma for 5 days.
You got to be kidding me.
I was in a coma for 5 days. And on that fifth day, the doctors told my parents to give up. Disconnect. His brain is dead. There's no hope. Pull out the plugs and the needles and just commit euthanasia.
Wow.
My parents said, no, we're going to give up on you, but we're not going to give up on God. We're going to call the pastor. We're going to call my prayer warriors. We're going to call all the people who will pray for little Doug. And on the seventh day, I came out of that coma.
Praise God.
Right? So it was a miracle for me to come back out of that coma. And the results of that coma was that I had lost my memory. I had forgot everything that I learned before those five
wow.
years. So I was growing up, catching up, learning things that my peers already knew. And as a result of that, I became the object of bullies and ridicule and people calling me everything but a child of God. And by the time I got to be maybe in middle school or high school, I was so depressed and so pushed out and left out and abandoned. I felt like I was abandoned. That I had all kinds of suicidal thoughts in my mind. My mom asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I told her, I hope I do grow up. I don't even know if I will grow up. And so when I finally left high school, and I was actually in the military when I met my wife. And when I finally met this angelic, wonderful, saintly Catholic girl, even though I was taught growing up by my father and others that Catholics were on the way to hell and Catholics were no good and Catholics didn't know how to pray or they were idolatrous, even though all that, I met this Catholic woman and I fell in love with myself. She helped me fall in love with myself. I fell in love with her and she gently guided me into the love of God in the Catholic Church.
So she's a saint. Hallelujah.
Like St. Monica.
Like St. Monica. Hallelujah. And
right.
How did your dad respond with your going to the Catholic Church?
My father, he didn't come to the Easter Vigil when I became Catholic. He didn't understand. My mom came, but he didn't understand. But after my absolute metanoia, my absolute encounter with God in the Catholic Church, My life was totally changed. I experienced this joy that I never knew as a younger person. And then I started to be fully active and engaged and committed. People thought I was Catholic before I was even Catholic because I got so involved in the Catholic Church. And then when I went through the RCIA and I told everyone, I want to be Catholic. I want to be Catholic. My father finally understood and saw how it was such a benefit for my life.
Praise God.
He was so happy about it.
And he's got to be so excited about where you are right now in terms of your relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely.
So, okay, you decided to become Catholic, and then basically what happened from there?
Well, you know, I was sharing with someone, a brother of the from the SOAR ministry last night, that as a result of how much God changed my life, I let go of my past in such a radical way that it was actually people in the archdiocese noticed the change. People in the Office of Young Adult and Youth Ministry noticed the change, and they offered me a job, actually.
Wow.
And so before I became a deacon, I had already been working in the Office of Young Adult Ministry, and also I had been a campus minister for different Catholic high schools, just because people saw the radical change in my life, and they saw that God's love and God's joy was so radiant, and it had been making such a big impact in the young people's lives. So by the time I told everyone that I wanted to be a deacon, I mean, I was so full of the Spirit. I was so just zealous about it that my wife told the deacon's wives, and they said, this young man needs to slow down a little bit. This young man needs to discern a little bit more. This young man needs to put his family and his children first. And actually, the bishop didn't ask me, right? He didn't ask me about my discernment. He asked my wife.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, because the bishops are smart, and so that they understand.
And my wife said no.
Really? Initially?
She said no, initially.
Initially
took
said
10
no.
Years, it took 10 years.
Seriously?
For her to come around and understand how much, and the passion never went out. She continued to see how much I wanted this ministry. And by the time she said yes, my son graduated from Loyola High School the very hour that I was being ordained at the cathedral. I know
that is so awesome. Praise. And so you've been a deacon for how long?
I'm celebrating 10 years this year.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome, awesome. So just slightly behind us, we'll be 11 years this year for me. But this is so exciting to have you on the show as we really evolve into talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to say to our radio audience, it is normal Christianity to receive all that God has in store for us.
Yes.
To receive the Holy Spirit, to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's normal Christianity. We're going to be right back to talk more about what does that mean to say yes to Him, to open up our hearts to the Holy Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with His love and shower us with His grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Acclaimed actress Kristen Jasek brings her inspiring play entitled Person to Person to the Freed Theater at Christ Cathedral on May 31st and June 1st at 7 p.m. This critically acclaimed production animates the life and mission of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Tickets are available at motherteresaproject.eventbrite.com or by calling 714-282-3045, 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral with one of my favorite people all time, Deacon Doug Johnson.
Yes.
Who is the head of SOAR LA. He is stationed at the Holy Name of Jesus Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And we've been talking about his transformation, his metanoia, his complete change in which he said yes to the Lord and the Holy Spirit came upon him. My brothers and sisters, it is normal Christianity to have that Pentecost experience in your life.
Absolutely.
It is normal Christianity.
Yes.
We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. We receive the sacred chrism at baptism to be priest, prophet, and king. That means we receive the power that Jesus talked about in Acts 1:8. You will receive power.
Yes.
It's translated as dynamite. Amen.
Dynamite.
Amen.
Dunamis. Amen.
Dunamis. And then you'll be my witnesses, which is essentially means martyrs. But you will go to the ends of the earth. My brothers and sisters, I'm so excited to have my brother Deacon on the show here, Deacon Doug, because he understands what is normal Christianity. I don't like the word charismatic.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it because it labels people. It puts them, you're charismatic, I'm not.
Right.
Jesus was charismatic.
Yes.
The apostles were charismatic.
Right, right.
The popes are charismatic.
That's right.
You know, our bishops are charismatic. You know, it's like it's normal Christianity to be charismatic, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
That's
amen?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so when we say yes to him, we can expect the Holy Spirit to come upon us, right?
Expect it.
Expect it. Yeah. Expect it. The release of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. And when that happens, then what do we experience?
Oh, man, we can experience a change of life. Letting go of the past, letting go of the pain, letting go of everything that's holding us back, setting us down, binding us, breaking the chains, setting us free to serve God and others, to have be full of joy. As a matter of fact, I have a t-shirt that says, be contagious. You know, be contagious with the love of God. Let God's love just get on people, you know, and just be able to share the love of God, and know that my testimony is my ministry. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power unto salvation. And I love sharing my testimony about how Jesus and the Holy Spirit has changed my life forever.
Amen. Amen. And again, it's normal, my brothers and sisters, to say yes to the Lord and then experience this metanoia, this radical change. You mentioned the word radical earlier, and that's exactly what Jesus was radical for the time, is radical today, is going against the society norm of sex, money, power, fame, materialism, and so forth. And he's saying, come to me and experience my love.
That's right.
Come to me and experience my joy, my peace. Peace that passes all understanding. And when we say yes to that, then we are transformed and we have peace that passes all understanding, and we're changed.
That's right. People tell me all the time when they come to Mass, they say, Deacon, I'm so glad that you preach the way you do because I'm suffering. My life needs help. I don't know what I'm going to do the next day on Monday. And the power of the Holy Spirit is able to, I'm saying, radically change people's lives in a real way the very minute we pray for them. God and the Holy Spirit is able to take people and lift them up out of their condition that they're in and give them healing, deliver them from their situation. And Deacon Steve, I'm a witness myself about how God has rescued me from suicidal tendencies, rescued me from almost being like a, you know, because I look good. I look good on the outside. I have always done my best to look good on the outside, but I was dying on the inside. There was an empty, open gate hole in my heart that I tried to fill with everything but God, and it kept on getting worse and worse and worse until I totally gave it all to Jesus.
You know? Amen. Amen. And maybe that's where you are right now. For many of you, that's where you are right now, where you, on the outside, you look great. You're smiling all the time.
Right, right.
But the inside, you're just dying.
Yeah.
You're dying. You feel hopeless. You don't feel joy. You just don't feel good about yourself and your future. But Jesus is there to transform you.
Yes.
Jesus is there to fill you with his power, his love, his joy. And that transforming changes us forever.
Forever. It's not just a temporary fix. It's not just a certain kind of high. It's not just a way to cope with life, you know, but it's a change that will last forever. I was talking to a young adult. She came to our retreat that you were at, Deacon Steve, and she actually told me a testimony. She said that I've tried a lot of different things. I've tried different religions and denominations, but when I came to the retreat, I felt a peace. I felt a joy. I felt this intensity of God's love that I never felt before, and it changed my life.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, every one of us, my brothers and sisters, as you're listening in, we're all seeking something. We're seeking God, and we don't maybe realize it.
Yes.
And so in our process, as that woman said, we may try different things and different experiences and different ways of living, but the only thing that satisfies us is Jesus Christ. The only thing that fills our hole, that emptiness in our stomach, is turning our lives to Jesus. We talk about this term called baptism of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people are confused by that. They go, oh, I thought you only were baptized once. And that's true. You are only baptized once. But what does it mean to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, Deacon?
Deacon Steve, to be baptized by the Holy Spirit means to be covered, to be immersed, to let the Holy Spirit fully come into your life like you never have before. You know, when I baptize children, I always tell the family that a little bit of oil is not good enough for me. I mean, as a convert to the Catholic Church, and I feel like I'm still new as a deacon, I tell them just to put a little bit of oil on their head is not affirming the reality that they are anointed as much as Jesus was anointed as priest, prophet, and king. So I smear that oil on them, and I cover it on them, right? I put maybe an ounce of oil, I just put it all over them. But when I talk at confirmation retreats, I tell everybody, I actually have, to demonstrate it, I have one of the assistants just pour oil on my head and my neck and my face, just slather it on my arms. And then some of those little cute girls, they turn to me and they say, ew, you're not going to be able to get that off. I said, that's right. And then they go, ew, you're going to smell like that. I said, that's right. And then they go, ew, when you come up to me, it's going to get on me. And I said, that's right. That's what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, because we're going to have the aroma of the Holy Spirit all around us. It's going to be in us, and we're not going to be able to get it out of us. And when I touch you, you're going to have the contact of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be a walking witness of the power, that dunamis power of God all around me. And everybody is going to know that the Holy Spirit is real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so there is no faking this.
This is
radical transformation. I mean, think, my brothers and sisters, we are still in the Easter season approaching Pentecost. Think about what's going on. The apostles, the disciples, despite the many miracles, despite what's going on, is still locked and hidden in that room. They hadn't received the power of the Holy Spirit yet, right? It was coming. But when Pentecost, tongues of fire came upon them, all of a sudden everything changed. They burst open the doors, and 3,000 people in one day, more than that probably, were changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, by that dynamite, by that zeal. And that's what it means to be a normal Christian.
That's right.
And that's not being judgmental to anyone else.
No.
But I'm just trying to say to everybody to be on fire.
That's right.
To be alive with Jesus.
Not watering down the fire.
Not watering down, not compromising, as you and I have talked about.
Yes.
You know, that's normal Christianity.
That's right.
And everything changes. Doesn't mean that our problems go away, but it means that we know we're not alone.
That's right.
We know that we're not orphans.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen. Those disciples, they locked themselves in. They locked themselves in the room. And I believe possibly they locked themselves in because they were afraid. They had fear. They were so concerned about the persecution of their enemies. They locked themselves in. But the Holy Spirit, Jesus walked through those doors. The Holy Spirit came in. The fire fell down on them while they were getting prayed up. So I have so many stories. I mean, I have experienced being locked in my room or just being prayed up and the Holy Spirit coming in and destroying the fear. You know, so many of us are controlled by fear, right? And when the Holy Spirit falls down on us, there's no fear.
Amen, amen. I'm just going to say right now, if you're excited about Deacon Doug like I am, if you're excited about this show, invite us both.
Yes.
We will come together as a team into your church to do a Life in the Spirit seminar, to do teachings, to talk about the miracles that are everyday events. Amen, brother?
Amen.
We will go into, and in the meantime, come to our prayer meetings. You can come to SOAR LA on Thursday nights on Jefferson at the Holy Name of Jesus.
Yes.
You can come to our prayer meeting at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Take a look at our website, spiritfulhearts.org. Your website is?
My own personal website is deacondoug.com.
Amen, amen.
Come check me out there.
But invite us into your parish. Yeah. We'll travel. We'll go wherever it takes. Yeah. I was led by the Lord. This is not pre-planned. Led by the Lord to say this because people need to get alive.
Yes, and SOAR LA is on Facebook and Instagram, SOAR LA.
Amen. And so what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that it is time to get off the couch.
That's right.
Off the fence.
That's right.
Make a decision.
Yes. Give your heart to God completely. What we were talking about the other day was sell out. Sell out. Don't be a sellout. Don't sell out, Jesus, but totally sell out for God. Divest. Divest everything that you have and give it all to God and give everything to the Lord, and you will see when you put all of your trust and all of your everything that you have into the heart of God, into the hands of God, He will take care of you.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Sell out.
I will say this. It's so exciting to say yes to the Lord.
Yes.
We're going to be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Deacon Doug Johnson. We are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk about what does it mean to sell out.
All right.
We'll be right back. God bless you.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land Cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Deacon Doug Johnson, who heads up SOAR Los Angeles, is a deacon based at the Holy Name of Jesus in Los Angeles. And we are excited talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and just that transformation of the Holy Spirit. We got really animated right before the break. We always get animated because we're on fire and we love Jesus.
You know what animated really means?
What's it mean?
Animated means to bring life.
Bring life.
The animator, he just takes pictures and you just turn them, and then just brings life to a dead piece of paper. Brings life to a dead image.
That. Amen. I love that. So when you start flipping the cartoons and stuff, they become alive.
Become alive.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, the reality is that Jesus was very, very, very clear. We see in John, Jesus said, amen, amen, 25 times. It means this is really important. This is Deacon Doug Johnson and Deacon Steve Greco's amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Jesus told us in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly.
That's right.
My brothers and sisters, are you living a life of abundance in which every single day is a day of joy?
Yes.
No matter what's happening, you can have problems, you can have health issues, you can have relationship issues, financial issues, but no one can take away joy.
That's right.
Joy is Jesus over you. Yeah. When you have joy, you're bursting. Circumstances do not mitigate joy.
That's right.
And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, for you to understand that.
That's right.
This isn't about happiness can go up and down, but joy stays forever.
That's right.
That is normal Christianity, to have joy.
That's right. Sometimes I talk to young people about joy, and I make it an acronym. And joy, for me, stands for Jesus Obsessed Youth. To be obsessed. To be obsessed with Jesus. And what does it mean to be obsessed? It means to be truly taken over. Almost like what it means when I met my wife for the first time. I was upset. Hallelujah. I just wanted to be around her. I just wanted to be in her presence. I just wanted to be on the phone with her. I mean, I was obsessed with getting to know this wonderful Catholic lady.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Obsessed with Jesus.
You know, and what a thing to be to be obsessed with Jesus means that you want to be in his presence constantly.
Yes,
and that's what it says. When it says in 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter, pray without ceasing, that's what that means.
Yeah.
It means to be in his presence, because when we're in his presence, we're praying. We're communicating.
That's right.
Right? We're opening up our hearts to them. Again, this is what God has planned for us.
Right.
To receive that joy, to receive that love. And when we do that and we have the power of the Holy Spirit upon us, everything changes and we receive his gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And what are those gifts?
First of all, the primary and the most important and the best gift of all is the gift of love.
Amen.
The gift of love that is more than the gift of healing. The gift of love, which is more than the gift of tongues, the gift of love, which is more than the gift of prophecy or wisdom or knowledge or discernment, is love, man. Without love, all of those things are empty and shallow.
Amen. Because Jesus is love. God is love. And at the end of the day, do you not want more love in your life? At the end of the day, do you not want to feel that love, that joy, that peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. When we say yes to him, we open up our heart to receive that love.
Oh, man. So much love is there for you. So much love is there just to open our lives to that John 10:10 passage. I am come to give you life and life more abundantly, the abundant, the Zoe, you know, the God kind of love, the love and joy and peace that no one can give to you. The world can't give it. We used to sing a song, the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. You know, the kind of love that only Jesus can give. And I mean, some people look at me and say, what's wrong with you? Something's different about you. The cares of the world don't get you down. The stresses of the world don't, you know, you're not walking and pacing the floor and just stressing people out. That's because I know that God has my life in his hands, and his love is going to take care of every one of my situations. You know, I might not be a rich man, but I have God's love. I might not have everything, but I have God's love. And God is going to take care of my family, of my children, my situation. I mean, I don't even know what the future holds, but I know that God has control of everything in my future. I mean, and I know that it's good because God is love.
I got the whole world in my hands. Yes. I got the whole wide world in my hands. I got the whole. Anyway, I got, when you have Jesus, you have everything.
Yes.
You have the universe. You got the world. You've got love. You've got joy. You got peace. You've got everything, my brothers and sisters. So why are you on the sidelines?
Yes.
Why have you not committed? You haven't committed because you think you know best.
Right.
The reality is we want to be our own gods. Well, right. God doesn't know what's best. And gee, I might have to give up that show, you know. I might have to give up, you know, that conversation.
Right.
I might have to give up those things I don't want to give up.
Right.
We don't give up anything that we don't get a thousand infinite fold more.
Yes.
We don't lose anything.
Right.
We get everything.
Oh, man, Deacon Steve, I remember a time in my life when God was asking me, he was gently asking me to sell out. Sure. He was asking me to give it all up for him. I was at a point in my life when we were giving a lot of retreats. Back then in the 80s and 90s, they were called bottom line retreats. And I was just standing on a chair like I did at our retreat. And I was telling everybody to give your life to God. You have to do it today. And on the weekdays, I was actually, a lot of people don't know this, I was a high fashion model. And I I was a model back those in my BC days. You know what BC stands for, right? Before Christ. I was in my before Christ days. I was just seducing. I was married and just doing everything I could to get all the attention of the women. And the Lord was saying, no, you have to give that up. You can't be seductive and you can't be lustful and you have to give it all up for me, right? And I was giving a retreat the very same day I was doing fashion and modeling and doing all this lustful stuff. So I came back to the retreat and in my heart, my mind, I said yes. In my heart, I said no. And we were doing a healing service. In my heart, I kept saying no. And the Lord was saying, I'm calling you to say yes. And I just couldn't let go. I had such a hard time to let go of the past because I did not understand or believe that life could be better than what I had now. I didn't think that life could be better in Jesus. I thought life was going to be boring. You know, I thought life was going to be, you know, like this holy monk with a towel on my head or a blanket over my shoulders, you know. And I didn't think that there would be joy. I didn't think that there would be peace. You know, I didn't think that I would be able to get to know other people who are full of the passion of life because I never knew what passion was like. I was still suffering, but I found myself in the presence of God, and I found myself in a point where I said, now I need God. I'm tired of the fight. I'm tired of the struggle. I just want to let go. I'm going to just let go because I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of the struggle. I'm tired of the suffering, and I'm going to let God have my whole life. And when I did that, Deacon Steve, everything changed. Because I just think that so many people just don't realize that life can be better when they let go.
Amen, 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 amen. Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters, there's a reason you're listening in right now. Because God is calling you to sell out.
Yes.
God is calling you to let go.
Let it go, man.
So repeat after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I surrender.
Yes.
To your love.
I surrender to your love.
I let go.
I let go.
I sell out.
I sell out.
To your love.
To your love.
To your joy.
To your joy.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit, oh God.
Melt me.
Melt me.
Mold me.
Mold me.
Use me.
Use me.
To build up your church.
To build up your church.
Use me.
Use me, oh God.
In a powerful way.
In a powerful way.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my mind to you.
I surrender my mind to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my problems to you.
I surrender my problems to you.
I surrender my fears to you.
I surrender my fears to you.
I surrender my family to you.
I surrender my families to you.
I surrender my job to you.
I surrender my job to you.
I surrender my health to you.
I surrender my health to you.
Take everything.
Take everything, Lord.
I love you.
I love you, Lord.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. My brothers and sisters, the most difficult journey is 18 inches from the head to the heart.
Yes, Lord.
Most difficult journey is 18 inches.
Yes, Lord.
You prayed that prayer right now with us.
Thank you.
That 18 inches, you have gone from the head to the heart.
Yes.
But you must continue to say yes to him.
Yes, Lord.
You must not let the enemy deceive you into saying, oh, well, this, I didn't really mean it, or whatever it might be. But when we say yes to the Lord, we are transformed.
Transformed. By the way, Deacon Steve, when I gave my whole heart to the Lord that day, that's when my ministry opened up. That's when God used my past to start changing people's lives. That's when I realized that there was a calling on my life. I realized that God could use me. God can use just a broken, hurting, suffering man who'd been through trials and tortures and considered suicide. God used me to save people's lives. People started coming up to me and saying, Doug, if it wasn't for you, I was going to kill myself. If it wasn't for you, I was going to kill somebody else. I mean, people started laying down guns and knives and drugs right in front of me saying, Doug, I have hope. I have a life. Because of your story, I can go on. Man, Deacon Steve, when I gave my life to God, everything changed. Not just me, but everybody around me started saying, I love Jesus. And it was not just a little children's song. I mean, I could say, I love Jesus. And people started saying, how can I love Jesus like that? I started rushing in the Catholic Church. At the end of Mass, people started saying, I want to know Jesus like that. Because it's real. And it's so real that, I mean, I can't even explain it. You know, Jesus said, don't go tell anybody. The reason Jesus said, you know, like at the Mountain of Transfiguration, when Jesus said, don't go tell anybody, is because Jesus wanted people to have their own encounter, their own metanoia, because they can have it too. Because my life was so radically changed that people would look at me and say, I mean, I don't even recognize you, Doug. You used to be so quiet and so shut down and so introverted and so private. And now you're so alive and so excited and so out there. What happened?
Hallelujah. We are in Easter season and we are experiencing this. This resurrection.
Resurrection.
This resurrection, this metanoia. Resurrection. And we'll be right back to learn more about how you can say yes as you just did, and continue to experience these incredible gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Deacon Doug Johnson, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gems of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Yeah. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit.
Amen.
This is Deacon Steve Greco with Deacon Doug Johnson
yes.
of Sower, Los Angeles.
Sower, L.A.
And we've been talking about, in this Easter season, this complete metanoia, this complete change in which we open up our hearts to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is living out our baptism
yes.
to be priest, prophet, and king. Sower, Los Angeles is the center of these gifts of the Holy Spirit,
yes.
the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Holy
yes.
Spirit, and worship. Tell
yes.
us about Sower LA and what it's about.
Well, I want to say one thing about this whole idea of metanoia and conversion. I believe it's critical, brothers and sisters, that we fellowship, we come in contact with other brothers and sisters who are sold out for God. There's so many other people who are like lukewarm or just walking in the darkness or with their eyes half open. But when you come to Sower, LA, you're going to be in the midst of people who are also excited about the Holy Spirit, excited about God. But we're real. We're real
Amen.
People. We're all broken still, real people, still walking, trying to get closer and closer to our Savior. And guess who else we love? We love you. We love people. We want to welcome everybody. You know, like Deacon Steve said, we don't have any kind of labels on or any kind of titles. We are people from all walks of life. I'm not going to even ask you if you're Catholic or not. All I want to know is if you are a human being, because
Amen.
We are human beings still suffering, still looking for hope and help, more of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Like Deacon C says all the time, sometimes we just leak.
Amen. Amen.
And we need to be filled up again and again. So when you come, you're going to find some awesome praise and worship. People, we're just still trying to grow in our spirit of life, but we worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Live praise and worship. You'll find different speakers who are enthusiastic about their topics, about the Holy Spirit, and about everything that we're doing at Sower, LA. We're going to have people giving testimonies from the heart. No superficial, no shallow, no watered down testimonies, but testimonies from they're going to take their heart out and share the depths of their brokenness with you. And then we're going to have some wonderful altar call healing prayer services. And we all will fellowship with some great food and time to get to know each other.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is so wonderful being part of your world, part of the Lord's world. You know, it is interesting how God put us together too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we hadn't met each other. And then LA Convention Center, actually,
right.
I think was the first time.
At SCRC, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe at SCRC, or I think it was ESNY, actually.
ESNY, right. Yeah. Yeah.
At the LA Convention Center. But in any case, the point is that my brothers and sisters, it's time for you to say yes to him, and certainly we had the prayer in the other segment, but continue to say yes to him. This is a situation, Deacon, is for every one person that comes in the church, seven are falling to the wayside. They may go to another Christian church, but they may just stop going. I mean, Catholics who are confirmed, 70% of them by the time they are 29 years of age are saying that they're not part of any religion.
Right.
And I'll use the word crisis. I believe we're in a crisis right now.
Absolutely.
In which we have to go out and not have a watered down faith.
Right.
But proclaim our faith with that power, with that love, with that joy. Proclaim what it means to truly be Catholic.
Right.
To truly be on fire with the Lord. Because that's what people respond to. They don't respond to people who are just head knowledge.
That's right.
Or wishy-washy.
That's right.
They respond to people that, and the young adults constantly use this word, authentic.
Authentic.
You know, right. And it's so important that we mobilize our listening audience for people to make that decision for Christ, but to bring other people with them to church, to their various events, to be people of invitation.
That's right. You know, I believe, Deacon Steve, that there are so many of our younger people who are in that none category, not wearing habits, but just consider themselves none of the above, none Catholic, none Protestant, none. Well, I think there's so many of them like that because many of them believe it or not, Steve, I've spoken to many young people who have been wounded in the church.
Sure.
They have been hurt and they have been offended in the church. And so, me personally, I have decided if there's a box, I'm getting rid of the box. I'm totally out the box. And, you know, and I believe that the word Catholic means universal.
Amen.
So I want to go like Star Trek. Was it Star Trek that says to go where boldly, go boldly, no, where no one will go, has gone before. So, I will go wherever the Lord sends me. You know, I will go where there's drugs, where there's gangs, where there's homelessness, where there's brokenness, where there's rap, hip hop, whatever there is, wherever the church people are saying they can never be reached, they're lost, they're forgotten about. I'm not going to talk to them. We're going to go. We're going to go, and we're even planning on having sower nights at the beach, having sower nights in the park, having sower nights on the streets, bringing it, like our beloved Pope says, bringing it outside of the caves, outside of the walls, and bringing it to the people, right? And letting people know that really there's no difference between them and us. And all it really is that we all are standing in the need of help from God right now. And whatever there is, one of our deacon formation teachers, Our wonderful, her name is Sister Chris Machada. She always said there is also a wonderful ministry called the Ministry of Sacred Presence, or just sacred listening. Just listen to them. That's all they want, is somebody to listen and be present for them. And when they're ready, put the loving arms of God around them. Put the compassion, lay the compassion on them. Just love on them. That's what they're looking for, Deacon. They're not looking for religion with a capital R or anything like that, because they're saying, oh, I'm spiritual, right? But they want love, compassion, and somebody to listen to them. And when they get that, then they'll understand that the church is there for them. Because, you know, all the time, I'm also a military vet. And I talk to military, young military vets coming out of the war right now. They really need the love of God. And I was talking to some guys who just came back, and they were like, oh no, man, I grew up Catholic, man. Oh no, I found a better way. And I started to tell them the things I'm telling you right now. And this guy told me he had fatality tattooed on his back. And I said, what does that mean? Fatality? He said, that's me. That's me. I'm fatal. So don't mess with me, right? And I started to talk to him about what the love of God, it can do for them in their lives. And he looked at me and he said, Deacon, where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been all my life?
Yeah, right?
Amen.
If you had been in my life when I was considering all of this fatal behavior, I never would have done it in the first place.
My brothers and sisters, maybe you're at that spot right now where you've tried different things and they haven't worked. Try Jesus.
Yeah.
Surrender to Jesus. Sell out to Jesus.
Yeah.
Give Jesus your all, because you will never regret it.
Right.
You will never, ever, ever regret it.
And, you know, Steve, don't get caught, brothers and sisters, don't get caught up on labels. Don't get caught up on titles. Jesus is love.
Jesus, love,
Jesus
and,
is love,
and accepts you exactly where you are.
Right.
He, wherever you are in that journey, he accepts you.
Yeah. You know, I am the way. I am the way. Jesus is the way. I am the love way. I am the peace way. As a matter of fact, I believe that when he said, I am, he's saying, I am your provider. Whatever you need, I'll provide for you.
And I am the truth.
Yeah.
That it's Jesus that has the truth, and I am life.
Yeah.
I am life.
Real life.
Life abundantly. And, you know, you've tried it your way, my brothers and sisters. And you know what? You're still struggling and hurting and in so much pain. When you turn your life over to Jesus, everything changes.
That's right.
Everything changes. And that's what Sower LA is about. That's what Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry is about. That's what our radio show is about, Empowered by the Spirit. is to say yes to the Holy Spirit, yes to Jesus, and then just let go and let God, as they say, right?
That's right.
Let go and let God transform you. And you're going to find, yes, you're going to still have challenges. Yes, you're still going to have problems. But it's how you handle them. You're not going to have anxiety. You're not going to have depression. You're not going to have fear. You're going to have hope. That's you're going right. to have love. You're going to have joy. And people will come into your life out of the blue that That's you never right. expected. Like Deacon Doug came into my life and I came into his life.
And brothers and sisters, I can tell Deacon Steve that I love him. I love Deacon Steve.
Amen.
I love his wife. I love his ministry because I know that he loves me.
Amen.
And he loves my wife and he loves my ministry. And it's a kind of love that cares. It's a personal love. It's a connected love. It's a love that we call each other to accountability. We challenge each other. We bless each other. We don't let each other compromise on who God is calling us to be. That's real love, man. That's real man-to-man love. And that's what the life in Christ is all about. True love, man.
And I love Deacon Doug, and I love all the people around me in Spirit-Filled Hearts and the people I meet wherever I go in various parishes. With the love of Jesus,
yes.
that agape love,
agape
that unconditional love.
Love.
And when we say yes to him, everything changes on how we see people.
Yes.
It doesn't mean we're not broken. It doesn't mean we don't have challenges, issues, that we don't fall sometimes in sin. But what it means is that we know that God is with us, that God loves us unconditionally, that God is saying, come to me. Come to my sacraments. Come to reconciliation. Get closer to me. Get closer to me. Get close to me. Deacon Doug, this is going to be the first of, I hope, many shows together, many times together, because when I'm around you, I say, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, which is the highest form of praise. And I always remember that God loves me, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Thank you for being on the show, my brother. Heavenly Father, we thank you,
thank you
praise
Father.
You, and worship
we
you, and
you,
glorify
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
We surrender our
yes.
hearts, our minds
surrender.
To you, Lord God.
Yes.
We surrender all we are, and we surrender our families, our
yes.
marriages, our loved
yes.
ones, our children, our grandchildren,
yes.
our friends, those around us. Come, Holy Spirit,
enkindle
in us
the
fire of
love.
Your love. Take over yes. our lives, Lord God. Fill us, melt
yes.
us, mold us, and heal us. Spiritually, mentally,
yes.
emotionally, and physically. And I bless you with all the love and spiritual blessing of the Father
Amen.
And the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we have been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Mueller.
And I'm Timmarie Millington.
Hey, on Trending, we discuss today's most relevant topics from sex to social media.
These aren't topics that are awkward or uncomfortable at all to bring up with family and friends.
We're called to be a light in the world and challenge modern ideologies for the kingdom of God and for eternal salvation.
That can feel discouraging sometimes, but here on Trending, we try to help equip you to know what's going on in the world and bring our faith into the conversation.
Hey, so listen Sundays on Relevant Radio, or you can find episodes of Trending with Chris and Timmarie podcast on iTunes or the iHeartRadio app.
Prayer is powerful. Hi, this is Bishop Tan Nguyen of the Diocese of Orange, and prayer to God through the Blessed Mother is even more powerful. Let's pray right now for an end to abortion in our country. Let's pray 100 million memorare this year for an end to abortion and the protection of human life. From the moment of conception to natural death, if we pray one memorare an hour, We will reach our goal by the end of the year, so let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin, O Virgin, our Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of thy Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in thy clemency hear and answer me. Amen.